testify at a Senate hearing on the Bush administration's domestic spying program. The former White House counsel says he will talk about the legal authority for the National Security Agency's eavesdropping on telephone conversations without warrants. Gonzalez was the White House counsel when the Bush administration decided to start the secret domestic spying program. Gonzalez says he will not talk about operational aspects of the program at the hearing, which is expected to take place early next month. The former president of the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League testified today that Judge Samuel Alito's approach to the law does not recognize individuals or privacy. Kate Michaelman told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the Alito approach ensures, quote, neither justice nor human dignity. Democrats are planning to delay a vote on the Alito Supreme Court nomination. An American general says it looks as if hostile fire caused the helicopter crash in Iraq today. The military says both pilots on the U.S. Army reconnaissance chopper died of injuries in the crash. It went down on a combat air patrol in Mosul. The Iraq War, the focus of a dispute over San Antonio's yearly march to commemorate Martin Luther King's holiday. Peace activists say a planned military flyover represents support for the Iraq War, and it clashes with King's nonviolent beliefs. The city's MLK Commission says the display by two jets from Randolph Air Force Base is meant to be patriotic and honor the civil rights leader. The commission chairman says opponents believe the fighter jets represent war and bombs and death, but the Reverend Herman Price says the planes can also represent freedom and peace. In an email, one critic says he will not take his family to the march on Monday, which he calls absolutely the wrong event for a military flyover. Other peace activists say they will wear bandanas or yellow ribbons in protest. This is Air America Radio News.
dance on Friday, and I start having me a ball. Cause I got a good feeling, and I don't feel no pain at all. Friday's my day.
All right. It's not really our day to play, Kathy. We have to sit in here and work. We could be out drinking and dancing, right? Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm just kidding. I'd rather be here than anywhere else on Earth. 7 past the hour. We have some incredible Bush quotes for you tonight, Truth Seekers, from his trip to a mystical faraway place that was recently devastated by the weather and poorly constructed levees. It's a place called, well, the two places, a place called New Orleans, Louisiana, and another place called Mississippi. Now, he had some words of comfort to the victims of those natural disasters in that remote part of the world. When we play the sound bites for you, I want you to listen how many times he talks about what's going on here in this part of the world, or he refers to Washington, D.C. as a place far away. You know, a lot of people say, well, why do you just call him a son of a bitch? Right? You know, why don't you do like Bill Maher or Jon Stewart or Saturday Night Live and parody George Bush? Well, in the first place, I'm not as smart or as talented as those people. But secondly, I just hate the mofo. I just can't stand him. And I don't see anything funny about what he does or anything that can be parodied or anything that can be, jive talked about. This guy's a killer. What, did I say something wrong? Huh? What did I say when Kathy's sitting out there pulling out her hair? What did I do? Huh? What did I do?
I'm afraid to repeat it.
All right, well, anyway. A couple of items before we get to the real horror stories. The killing of David Rosenbaum, the retired, semi-retired reporter from the New York Times in Washington, D.C., the other night, remember? We talked about it a bit, and Jerky, our at-large correspondent, who has his pulse, no, his finger on the pulse, oh, never mind. Anyway, when Jerky called in, we talked about yada yada. Well, it looks like somebody's confessed. In fact, about an hour after the police in Washington, D.C. released pictures taken from surveillance cameras at a gas station and a convenience store that showed a man who appeared to be using one of Mr. Rosenbaum's credit cards, this guy walks into the police station. Michael Hamlin, 23, a maintenance worker in Southeast Washington, walks into the police station. And the lead detective in the case said that Hamlin walked into the 7th District Police Station in Southeast Washington and wanted to know why I'm on the television. What? What are you doing? Why am I on the television? He was immediately arrested. And according to the New York Times, the detective said, quote, after about an hour, he confessed, end quote. Okay. Well, that solves that then. Case closed. I can remember a billion years ago on that horrible weekend in November 1963 watching as Lee Harvey Oswald was moved from one section of the police department to the other in Dallas. Looked like he'd been beaten up. And at one point, I don't remember exactly what Lee Harvey Oswald said, but it was something to the effect of he tried to twist his head around and look into the cameras. No videotape back then. It was all film. But he turned around and he looked and he said, I don't even know why I've been arrested. And within 24 hours, of course, he was shot dead. And, of course, Lee Harvey Oswald is responsible for Kennedy's murder and the shooting of couple other people in the car, or one other person, you know. But here this guy, Michael Hamlin, and in today's New York Times, there's a picture of him. And according to the story that solves the mystery, it's all solved now, folks, it's over, it's done. Hamlin walks into a police station not more than 30 minutes after the police release a video to the television stations, and he walks in and he says, hey, why am I on the television? Uh-huh. Well, that was easy, wasn't it? All right. In Florida, Pensacola, a man convicted of killing a retired Pensacola police officer has been sentenced to death. Circuit judge down there sentenced a guy named Ryan Thomas Green to death 2 days ago. In October, a jury convicted Ryan Green, of first-degree murder for the slaying of James Hallman, attempted murder for shooting a second man, and robbery with a firearm. The jury also recommended 10-2 that Green be put to death for fatally shooting retired Officer Hallman on this day of carnage. Green was also sentenced Wednesday to 2 consecutive life terms without the possibility of parole for the attempted murder and robbery with a firearm of a house painter. Okay, just sounds like your usual run-amok psycho, right? Bad guy. And maybe, maybe not. Green, who was sentenced to all this death, testified during his trial that he fatally shot retired Officer Hallman because he believed that the University of Alabama A on the victim's ball cap, right? Retired cop walking around, he's got an A, got a baseball cap with A on it, Alabama. But this guy thought that the A signified that Hallman was the Antichrist. Green also testified that he had set out to take his own life, but that a talking bull, religious signs, colors and symbols influenced him to shoot Hallman and Phipps. Phipps remains confined to a wheelchair, paralyzed for life. He was shot at his home, where this religious nutball stole his car and a gun. Green then shot a bull in a pasture before killing retired Officer Hallman. Green's relative said Wednesday that sentencing a mentally ill person to death was cruel and inhumane. He's not mentally ill. He's religious. He's a Christian. He believes in the Antichrist. He believes in talking bulls and religious signs. I mean, after all, you know, God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to reveal. Green was doing that. Green apologized to both families. He said, from the bottom of my heart, I'm truly sorry. Officer Hallman's son applauded the death sentence. The son said, I will feel closure when I watch his last breath, just like he forced us to watch my father's last breath. The A on the guy's ball cap, University of Alabama A, signified that he was the Antichrist. I despise religion. I mean, I really do. I realize this is an extreme case, but... you know, over and over and over and over again, right? This never stops. The Antichrist is going to get you, boy. You're going to burn in a lake of fire for all eternity unless you do A, B, C, and D. I hate it. All right. The Pentagon is advising people who have family members in Iraq, when the stress becomes too severe, Pentagon has a suggestion, learn how to laugh. Yeah, learn how to laugh. I'll have that one for you when we come back, and then we're going to get to the serious stuff. All right? An A on his hat, that signified he was the Antichrist and a talking bull and religious signs and symbols. Filibuster Alito? What? Oh, and no, I don't think that's going to happen. And they possibly killed the number two man in Al-Qaeda again. Who is it now? Zakwa Wahiri or something? Who is he, the 15th number two guy in Al-Qaeda? I don't know. God on his side, he's got the saints and apostles fighting up from behind.
like I look from those Bible books. He's a man with a mission, got a serious mind. He said, stop what you're doing, get down upon your knees. I have a message for you that you better believe, 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 believe.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not, I'll just wait in the car. The greatest phrase is, no thanks, I'm just looking. I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
ammunition against right-wing rhetoric. Get locked and loaded with Mike Malloy.
Yeah, do that. 21 past the hour. So, according to USA Today, this is just unbelievable. The Pentagon now says to families of people, the families of people who are in Iraq, soldiers and Marines, when the stress of that war becomes too severe, the Pentagon suggests that the military families learn how to laugh. You sons of bitches, you evil, evil people. The article says, with help from the Pentagon's chief laughter instructor, families of National Guard members are learning to walk like a penguin, laugh like a lion, and blurt ha ha, he he, and ho ho. This instructor is retired Army Colonel James Scotty Scott. He says, I laugh every chance I get. Yeah, you son of a bitch, you're alive! You're not dead! You don't have your arms and legs blown off, you freak! Oh, calm down, Mike. My God, the program's only 22 minutes in. Come on, chill.
Oh, okay.
He's a retired Army colonel. He says, I laugh every chance I get. That's why I'm blessed to be at the Pentagon, where we definitely need a lot of laughter in our lives. He is a certified, he's 57 years old. He's a certified laughter training specialist, trained by the Ohio-based World Laughter Tour, a group that promotes mirth as medicine. Look, I have no doubt that laughter is releases hormones. Yeah, sure, absolutely. There is scientific research that suggests that laughter can boost your immune system, decrease stress hormones. That's why you and I have been so sick here lately, Kathy. We don't laugh too much anymore.
Did you hear the one about Anita Hill? It's a real knee slapper.
Yeah. The laughter program was Colonel Scotty Scott's idea. It costs the military nothing because Scotty Scott already travels to states as a director of military family support policy. Now, according to USA Today here, he's taught National Guard family group leaders in Alaska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, and Idaho. And next on the itinerary is Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Florida, and then North Carolina. Goes around and he says, Scotty Scott says, the guiding principle is to laugh for no reason. And that's one of the reasons it works so well for military families. There's a lot they have to be stressed over, a lot of worries, a lot of concerns. I swear to God, when you think that you've reached the end of the line of the idiocy put out by the Pentagon or the Bush crime family or anyone connected in any way with this corrupt regime that is, by the way, taking us real close. We don't have too much far to go, too much further to go to fascism. But every day I think, well, that, you know, nothing can top what we did yesterday or 3 days ago or last week. Nothing. And then some little item like that will pop up. So, military families now laugh. Let's get a hold of Cindy Sheehan real quick, Kathy. She had some involvement with the Iraq War. Let's get a hold of these families, Gold Star Families for Peace. Let's get them all laughing and chuckling to ease the stress of their dead sons and fathers and husbands and the ones that are not dead yet. You know, we've only got, Bush has only killed about 2,200 Americans. There's still a long way to go. Oh, at least another 5, 6, 10, maybe 15,000 more Americans who have to die before Bush, Cheney, and Rumsfeld bloodlust is satisfied. So let's get, you know, we got, what do we got, 165,000 troops over there? Man, that's a lot of people need to learn how to laugh. Hey, guess what? My son is in Iraq. Ain't that a bitch? The other day, oh, man, let me tell you. The other day he was in a convoy, and, you know, they were going down the highway of death there, going out to the airport for something, I don't know, water. And the truck in front of him blew up. Oh, my God. And then my son emailed me and said a leg splattered across the windshield of his Humvee. Blood all over the windshield. Arteries just pumping. You know, the leg was severed, and the thing was still dripping blood. Jesus, that's funny. Oh, my God. Woo! Hey, yeah. Yeah. Do you ever wonder what's happened to our country, Truth Seeker? Do you? I do wonder that. I wonder it too much. Oh, well. All right, we have a break here. Oh, Jesus. We have to take a break here. When we come back, a quick email from Ed in Massachusetts. And then we're going to get into the the stories that we've got ready for you tonight. And anytime you want to, just laugh. We'd love to hear you laugh.
Army, not the Superman. Aryan pure Superman.
Yeah, be it, sir, Superman.
Super duper Superman.
This is Air America.
So good. Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this nutty land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order. I'll Hitler's world new order.
Everyone of foreign race
will love the pure space when we bring to the world disorder. When the Fuhrer says he is the master race, we heil, heil, right in the Fuhrer space. Not to love the Fuhrer is the greatest race, so we heil, heil, right in the...
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
This is Mark Crispin Miller. The world can't wait to drive out the Bush regime. On January 31st, Bush gives his State of the Union address. But we can say right now that this union is in a state of emergency. The Bush regime is not conservative. The Bush regime is not American. The Bush regime is radically opposed to the ideals on which America was founded. Reason, free speech, democracy, and the pursuit of happiness. The Bush regime wants to replace all that with corporate domination and religious tyranny. They want a vast police state where there is no argument, no private pleasure, no free thought, and not a single tree left standing. This regime is immoral, unjust, unelected, and indictably criminal, and we must stop it. Tuesday, January 31st, during Bush's State of the Union address, we will protest all across the country and demand that Bush step down. The next Saturday, February 4th, join us in Washington, D.C., where we'll bring our demands right to the White House. Bush lied. Bush spied. Bush stepped down. Find us today. WorldCan'tWait.org, 866-973-4463.
actually killing Americans, but they're killing a lot more Iraqis.
Yeah, put on a happy face, you old sourpuss. You got a relative in Iraq? Well, smile and laugh and giggle and hoot. Walk like an Egyptian. From Ed in Massachusetts, Mike, one very important aspect of the Alito hearing is his callous disregard for a substantial number of his countrymen. I'm not talking about his feelings on abortion, privacy, presidential power, which even the most liberal of people have to certainly admit he's entitled to. I'm referring to his non-answers to the questions of Democrats on the committee. He may not like them. He may even feel the whole process is moot since he is assured of confirmation, but these people represent many, many Americans, and due to this, if he were indeed honorable, he would give honest and complete answers to their questions. The people they represent, his fellow Americans, deserve nothing less. I've heard him dance around questions, seen his wife cry crocodile tears in what was a shameless display of theater. And meanwhile, people wanting to know how he feels are left wanting, even though he has racked his brain to remember about CAP. Who do these people think they are? Ed in Medway, Massachusetts. Well, Ed, they are not like you and me. To paraphrase something from The Great Gatsby, rich people are different from you and me. Only, well, that's not a paraphrase. Political Nazis are different from you and me. Is that from The Great Gatsby? I don't either.
Sounds like something one of my aunts would have told me.
There's a little laughter. Thank you, Kathy.
Put on a happy face.
The objective, truth seeker, the goal, and the Bush crime family and its corporate backers are determined to accomplish the goal. The goal, you have to keep this in mind now, please. It's the complete reordering of civil and criminal law in the United States. Now, this includes, and in fact, necessitates the neutralizing of at least the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution. You know, the Bill of Rights. Now, if that's to be accomplished, it's extremely necessary to build files and dossiers and eventually isolate anyone who in the least way opposes this move to fascism. Now, that would include civil libertarians, constitutional lawyers, union organizers, anti-war advocates, school teachers, college professors, poets, writers, artists. Always the poets, the writers, and the artists. Scientists, religious dissidents, and media people who don't agree with the party line. And it's happening. Jesus, it's happening. I looked up tonight on CNN on the monitor here, and I see Bill Maher hosting for Larry King, doing his Bill Maher thing. And I turn up the sound just for a second. I hear him say that it's okay that he agrees with Bush ordering warrantless wiretaps. Bill Maher. Okay, well, who's Bill Maher? Well, he's nobody. He's like you or me. Nobody. He just you know, happens to be sitting in Larry King's chair tonight. But he does command an audience, doesn't he? I watch him. I watch him on HBO. And I, you know, I'm as much of a victim of a celebrity society, celebrity saturated society as you are. I mean, I pick up a newspaper and I'm reading about death and destruction here and there, and I see something that has the name Jennifer Aniston in it. I'll probably take a look. Right? Sorry. So Bill Maher, you know, he gets my attention. So he says it's okay. It's okay. Because he wants to be protected. You sorry bastard. Well, that's it. No more HBO Bill Maher specials, Kathy. I can't see. When people do that, then I can't look at them the same way I had looked at them prior to that sort of statement. Can you, Truth Seeker? Can you? No, Bill Maher doesn't walk on water. He's, you know, he's like I said, he's like you, he's like me. He just happens to have an HBO special. Ah, screw it. All right. Here are a few examples of what I was just talking about this the goal.
And you don't have any doubts anymore, do you, Truth Seeker? Okay, I don't care if you're a neo-Nazi, scum-sucking right-winger Bush supporter. At least be honest. At least be honest, you rat bastard. At least be honest. You know what you want. You know what your team, your Limbaugh team is cheering for. Yeah, Limbaugh went off today on his program and talked about, well, that was easy, getting Alito confirmed. We won. We won. And the people who suck up to Limbaugh are going, yeah, you tell him, Rush. That's right. We won. We won. Hip, hip, hooray. We won. We won. Okay. If that's all it is, fine. Fine to you, you right-wingers. But the inexorable move to this American-style fascism, this 21st century fascism, it is happening. It really, 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 truly is. Which means that within a definable period of time, I don't know, 6 months, a year, 5 years, Air America Radio will cease to exist. And everyone you hear on this network, you will not hear. Do you understand that? Not that that matters anything in the great big scheme of things. Everything has a lifespan, including this network, including every program you hear here. But this slow sloughing off of civil liberties, this slow burning and destruction of civil and criminal law as it's been defined for 230 years through the use of our state constitutions and our federal constitution, it's all coming to an end. Do you have any doubts about that? It's going to be replaced with something else. And that something else will disallow Air America Radio. And that's the truth. The Baltimore Sun reports today, quote, the National Security Agency used law enforcement agencies, including the Baltimore Police Department, to track members of a city anti-war group as they prepared for protests outside the sprawling Fort Meade facility, according to internal NSA documents. You see, here's another filthy bastard Bush lie. Here it is. Here's the truth being produced. And the NSA, which is a government agency using the Baltimore Police Department, shame on you, Baltimore Police Department, posse comitatus, never mind. According to the documents, the target of the clandestine surveillance was the Baltimore Pledge of Resistance, a group loosely affiliated with the local chapter of the American Friends Service Committee, you know, Quakers, whose members include many veteran city police or peace activists with a history of nonviolent civil disobedience. Mark Goldstone, who is chair of the D.C. chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, a demonstration support committee, said, quote, this surveillance of the Baltimore Pledge of Resistance is completely unrelated to even an expansive definition of national security. People should not be afraid to speak out, and unfortunately, evidence of domestic spying tends to chill people's interest in speaking out, thus limiting our precious First Amendment rights, end quote. Yeah, you see how this works? It's subtle. It's subtle. I have an Air America Radio website main page. I have a, you know, where we publish the so-called show notes or the blog. I dipped into Orwell's 1984, and it looks like we are going to do that. I'm not sure when we're going to start, but very soon. The reading of Orwell, the entire book, on this program, until our throats are cut. And we're just going to do it in little increments, 5 or 6 minutes a night. We're working out the details now. But if you go to airamericaradio.com, on the main page there, it's up now, what I wrote today about the program tonight, most of what I wrote today is nothing more than a long quote from 1984. And it's very apropos or applicable to what we're talking about tonight. So, go read it if you want to. Max Obuchevsky is a founding member of the Pledge of Resistance in Baltimore. Obuchevsky said today, quote, the NSA documents describe the Pledge of Resistance as a threat. The only threat that the Pledge of Resistance poses is that it speaks truth to power, which may contribute to ending the Bush administration's war and occupation of Iraq. Besides challenging the NSA,
The Pledge of Resistance Baltimore has been lobbying local senators and representatives to speak out against the war. Maria Allwine is a member of Baltimore Pledge of Resistance, and she said today, once we have exhausted all avenues of petitioning, such as faxes, emails, and face-to-face meetings with our representatives, what are we supposed to do next? Go home and be quiet? Once we do that, we are no longer a free society. Surveillance of peaceful, constitutionally protected activities has a chilling effect, as it is designed to have. There were a couple of people in our group who were here on green cards who were concerned that they could be deported. They expressed fear and no longer participate with us, although they wanted to continue. End quote. Maria Allwine.
He don't look right to me. Get him up against the wall. And that one's a Jewish. And that one's a cool.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in three sizes at Brooks Pharmacy, Eckerd Pharmacy, and other fine stores.
If you're not outraged, then you're just not paying attention. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
About 9 before the hour, from our good friend Robin, the rich are very different from you and me, is Robin writes, it's a conversation between F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway, recounted, Robin believes, in A Movable Feast, and Phil says basically the same thing. It's an alleged conversation between Fitzgerald and Hemingway. Fitzgerald, the rich are different from you and me. Hemingway, yeah, they have more money. Thanks, guys. The National Security Agency, according to Jason Leopold, writing today at truthout.org, advised Bush in early 2001 that it had been eavesdropping on Americans during the course of its work, monitoring suspected terrorists and foreigners believed to have ties to terrorist groups, according to a declassified document. Jason writes, the NSA's vast data mining activities began shortly after Bush was sworn in as president. And this newly released document contradicts Bush's assertion that the 9/11 attacks prompted him to take the unprecedented step of signing a secret executive order authorizing the NSA to monitor a select number of American citizens. See, everything that comes out of, this is me, not Jason, everything that comes out of Bush's mouth is a lie. He's a lying bastard. Every single thing that comes out of his mouth is a lie. Jason Leopold goes on, what had long been understood to be a protocol in the event that the NSA spied on average Americans was that the agency would black out the identities of those individuals or immediately destroy the information. You know, if the name of an American came up in some of their surveillance work of foreigners. But according to people who worked at the NSA as encryption specialists during this time, Bush time, that's not what happened. On orders from the Defense Department officials and President Bush, the agency kept a running list of the names of Americans in its system and made that list readily available to a number of senior officials in the Bush administration, which in essence meant the National Security Agency was conducting a covert domestic surveillance operation in violation of the law. James Risen, author of the book State of War and credited with first breaking the story about the NSA's domestic surveillance operation, says Bush personally authorized a change in the agency's longstanding policies shortly after he was sworn in January 2001. Risen writes in the book, quote, the president personally and directly authorized new operations like the NSA's domestic surveillance program that almost certainly would never have been approved under normal circumstances and that raised serious legal and political questions. Risen went on to say, because of the fevered climate created throughout the government by the president and his senior advisors, Bush sent signals of what he wanted done without explicit presidential orders. Get rid of the paper trail. Now, here it is. The reason the information about the so-called terrorists loose in this country, why it wasn't shared. The NSA's domestic surveillance activities that began in early 2001 reached a boiling point shortly after 9/11, when senior administration officials and top intelligence officials asked the NSA to share that data with other intelligence officials who worked for the FBI and the CIA to hunt down terrorists that might be in the United States. However, the National Security Agency, on advice from its lawyers, destroyed the records. fearing that the NSA could be subjected to lawsuits by American citizens identified in the agency's raw intelligence reports. Do you realize what those two or three sentences say right there? Remember, for the past 4 years, what this lying bastard in the White House has been saying? Well, they couldn't even share information. That's why we need the Patriot Act. No, that's not the truth. The NSA refused to give the information they had to the FBI and the CIA because they knew that they had violated the law in securing the information and it contained the names of American citizens. Every single thing that you and I have been told about this Iraq war has been an unmitigated lie. Do you understand that, truth seeker? Jesus, do you understand that? Every single thing has been a lie. And now this. The NSA that knew about these so-called terrorists, knew what was going on, and did nothing. I go back to what I've said 1,000 times on this program. The Bush crime family allowed this to happen. They allowed it to happen. This was part of their plan. The attack on September 11th.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
There's a new maverick congressman from Arizona. And no, I'm not talking about John McCain. It's Representative Jeff Flake, a 43-year-old Mormon from Mesa with surfer boy blonde hair. Like McCain, Flake's challenged the Republican Party on spending and immigration. But unlike McCain, Flake's deeply conservative and harshly critical of his own party's leadership. Last week, Flake led the push to permanently replace Tom DeLay as House Majority Leader. This week, he advocated holding new elections for all 9 House leadership positions. 2 other rank-and-file Republicans are currently circulating a petition endorsing Flake's call. Flake says, "We don't just need new leaders, we need a course correction." He wants candidates for leadership to agree on a set of reforms. This would include curbing pork barrel spending, limiting the time House votes can be held open, giving members more time to read legislation, and following proper budget rules. Because it's the system, not just the leaders, that breed corruption today. For more, visit thenation.com. I'm Ari Berman for Air America Radio.
This is Sansara Taylor. The world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime. On January 31st, Bush will give his State of the Union address. But we already know that the state of this union is a state of emergency. The Bush regime is out to remake the world. Endless war, an Orwellian police state, religious tyranny, no dissent, no critical thought, no right to abortion, a ruined planet. This regime is immoral. It's unjust, and it's indictably criminal. We must stop it. On Tuesday, January 31st, when Bush gives his State of the Union address, protests across the country demand Bush step down. The next Saturday, February 4th, join us in Washington, D.C. to bring our demand right to the White House. Bush lied. Bush spied. Bush must step down. Find us today, worldcan'twait.org, 866-973-4463.
America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley. Israel's ambassador to the U.S. says his country accepts the Reverend Pat Robertson's apology. Reverend Robertson wrote a letter to Ariel Sharon's family saying he was sorry for saying that God punished the Israeli prime minister with a stroke because he gave up the Gaza Strip. In the letter, Robertson called Sharon a kind, gracious, and gentle man. The Israeli ambassador says the letter from Robertson reflects his true friendship and support for the state of Israel. The day after Sharon's stroke, Robertson said on his TV show that God would contradict any prime minister of Israel who decides he's going to carve it up and give it away. Sharon's condition has not changed since doctors eased off on the sedation this week. A hospital spokesman says Sharon's medical team is concluding his condition has not improved since yesterday, Israeli media reporting. Doctors are increasingly concerned about Sharon's failure to come out of the coma and regain consciousness. U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is going to testify at a Senate hearing on the Bush administration's domestic spying program. The former White House counsel says he will talk about the legal authority for the National Security Agency's eavesdropping on telephone conversations without warrants. Gonzalez was the White House counsel when the Bush administration decided to start the secret domestic spying program. Gonzalez says he will not talk about operational aspects of the program at the hearing, which is expected to take place early next month. The former president of the National Abortion and Reproductive Rights Action League testified today that Judge Samuel Alito's approach to the law does not recognize individuals or privacy. Kate Michaelman told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the Alito approach ensures, quote, neither justice nor human dignity. Democrats are planning to delay a vote on the Alito Supreme Court nomination. An American general says it looks as if hostile fire caused the helicopter crash in Iraq today. The military says both pilots on the U.S. Army reconnaissance chopper died of injuries in the crash. It went down on a combat air patrol in Mosul. The Iraq War, the focus of a dispute over San Antonio's yearly march to commemorate Martin Luther King's holiday. Peace activists say a planned military flyover represents support for the Iraq War, and it clashes with King's nonviolent beliefs. The city's MLK Commission says the display by two jets from Randolph Air Force Base is meant to be patriotic and honor the civil rights leader. The commission chairman says opponents believe the fighter jets represent war and bombs and death, but the Reverend Herman Price says the planes can also represent freedom and peace. In an email, one critic says he will not take his family to the march on Monday, which he calls absolutely the wrong event for a military flyover. Other peace activists say they will wear bandanas or yellow ribbons in protest. This is Air America Radio News.
back. It's about 7 past the hour. Back to this article by Jason Leopold. It's at truthout.org, written today about the National Security Agency and George Bush. Bush authorized spying on American citizens long before the 2001 attack, September 11th, on this country. And as I mentioned earlier, the goal here, the objective of the Bush crime family and anyone who doesn't resist is the complete reordering of civil and criminal law in the United States. That's why Alito's ascension to the Supreme Court is key here. We are moving towards fascism now. If you don't like it, then do something about it. Do something about it. The move toward fascism includes, and like I said, necessitates the neutralizing of at least the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, our so-called Bill of Rights. And that's the reason for the spying and the files and the dossiers. There was no September 11th, 2001. In January 2001, was there, Truth Seeker? Unless Bush had a crystal ball of some sort, or a plan of some sort, or somebody in his administration did, or the spying on Americans had nothing to do with the proposed terrorist attack on the United States. It really doesn't matter anymore. What matters is Bush is a liar. And not only did he lie the country into war, he is lying every time he opens his mouth, especially about the surveillance stuff. It wasn't to protect Americans. It was to isolate people who in the least way in this country opposed the move to fascism. And the list includes, like I said, civil libertarians, constitutional lawyers, union organizers, anti-war advocates, school teachers, college professors, poets, writers, artists, scientists, religious dissidents, and media people who do not agree with the Bush party line. Now, the biggest lie this Nazi, Bush, has put out there for American consumption over and over and over and over again. How many times have you heard it? We need the Patriot Act, he said, originally, and the subsequent Patriot Act, too. We need it, he said, because prior to the Patriot Act, law enforcement agencies couldn't even talk to each other. They couldn't share information. How many times have you heard that? 5, 10, 100? So that's why we need the Patriot Act. That's what Bush always says. Now it turns out. But that's a lie. The National Security Agency's domestic surveillance activities that began in early 2001. That's when it began. And reached a so-called boiling point right after September 11, 2001, when senior administration officials and top intelligence officials, all working together, asked the National Security Agency to share the data that they had glommed up through their illegal surveillance. Just share with us. Come on, share with us. Now, the reason they were asked for the sharing is because there were people in the FBI and the CIA who, surprise, surprise, were really trying to track down terrorists and protect the country. Nobody in the Bush administration, nobody in the Bush crime family, none of these sons of bitches like Rumsfeld or Cheney. No. But there were some dedicated career officers in the CIA and the FBI who were like, whoa, they're going to hit us. They're going to hit us. And they went to the NSA and they asked for the surveillance information. They said, look, give us anything you've got. You've got it, so give it to us. And the NSA, on advice from its lawyers, in other words, Bush's lawyers, destroyed the records, fearing that the NSA could be subjected to lawsuits by American citizens identified in the agency's raw intelligence reports because they did not use the FISA court. That's all. So every time Bush has said that the law prohibited sharing of information. He is a liar. Do you understand this? Oh, my God. Jason Leopold has written here at truthout.org what is probably the smoking gun. Oh, I hate that term. Don't you? Don't you just hate that smoking gun? I mean, I love the smoking gun website. Don't get me wrong. But using that term. But here it is. Here it is. Bush is a fascist. He is a totalitarian. The country is moving into fascism. The appointment of Alito. Every single thing this corrupt criminal regime has done since it stole power away from the American people on December 12, 2000 has been designed, targeted, formulated to bring about incrementally, using fear, using the techniques that every single fascist regime has ever used in its ascension to power. The goal has been to move this country slowly, incrementally, and with fear to fascism, corporatism, totalitarianism. I don't give a damn what you call it. But it is a shredding, a destruction, an end to constitutional law in this country. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? We've been talking about this. It seems like I've been talking about it for 4 years. Now, you can make the argument that it's easy to live under fascism. Hey, you know, just don't protest. Do what the corporations and what the government tells you to do. Go to work, go home, die. Be quiet. If you're an artist or a poet or a writer, make sure that you are doing socially relevant work. No dissent, no protest, no argument. Order. Order. Eavesdropping on Americans since the 70s has required intelligence officials to obtain a warrant from the FISA court and show probable cause that the person they wanted to spy on was communicating with suspected terrorists overseas. But Bush said that that process was cumbersome. In a December 22nd letter to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, Assistant Attorney General William Mischella wrote, quote, the president determined it was necessary following September 11th to create an early warning detection system. FISA could not have provided the speed and agility required for Bush's early warning detection system, end quote. Now, as Jason Leopold writes, what remains murky about that line of reasoning is that after 9/11, former Attorney General John Ashcroft undertook a full-fledged campaign to loosen the rules and the laws governing FISA to make it easier for the intelligence community to obtain warrants to spy on Americans. And since that change, more than 4,000 surveillance warrants have been approved by the FISA court, leading many to wonder why Bush selectively chose to bypass the court for what he said were a select number of individuals. Another lie. Now, as Jason Leopold writes, more than a dozen legal scholars dispute Moshella's legal analysis, saying that a letter just sent to Congress that the White House failed to said that the White House failed to identify, quote, any plausible legal authority for such surveillance, end quote. So the next time you hear Bush say that the Patriot Act was critical to his duty to protect Americans, because the Patriot Act allowed various intelligence agencies to talk to each other, and prior to the Patriot Act, that was not allowed. That is a lie where it concerns national security. The NSA didn't share the information they had because they had broken the law and they were afraid of lawsuits. Oh, my God.
The civil liberties by monitoring the program on a regular basis, by having the folks at NASA, the legal team, as well as the Inspector General, monitor the program.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, to put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Whew! Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard, now in three sizes at CVS and other stores.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Talking about the Patriot Act and how useful the Patriot Act has been to safeguard America and at the same time safeguard the liberties of Americans. And yet the Patriot Act is going to expire in 30 days. You know, the Congress says to people in the administration, how come you haven't connected the dots? And The Patriot Act is an important way to help connect the dots.
You know, I don't know what it takes. I really don't. For everybody in this country, right or left, to understand and accept and start talking about it. Every Western European country has a fascist party that identifies itself as such. They don't hide behind, you know, something like Christian Democrat or liberal progressive. You know, they call themselves, we're the French Nazis. We're the French Fascist Party. We're the German Fascist Party. We're the, you know, whatever. Okay, maybe not in Germany. But most countries that have a fascist party identify themselves. Why doesn't Bush just come out and say, you know, we're the fascist party? I'm just kidding. But did you hear what he said there? Did you hear what he said? That the patriotic's necessary to connect the dots. No, what's necessary to connect the dots would have been for the National Security Agency not to have burned the records that they called from phone calls because they had done so illegally. It wasn't the fact that they didn't connect the dots and couldn't talk to each other. These intelligence gathering organizations, it was because the National Security Agency had done so illegally, when to have done so legally would have been a simple matter of just walking into the court and saying, hey, look, we have some information that they're going to attack America. Matter of fact, we even put it into a daily briefing to Bush. We need these warrants. That's all it would have taken. Then when the FBI or the CIA would have said, hey, yo, what do you got? They would have said, well, here it is. But the NSA didn't. They burned it. Because they had gathered the information completely illegally, even though the FISA court was set up to allow them to bypass the Fourth Amendment. It's astonishing. Isn't it? Isn't it astonishing? Huh? Nah. Here's Bush again. You got that? All right, this is from mid-December, just last month? Okay, go ahead.
It is inexcusable for the United States Senate to let this Patriot Act expire. You know, there's an interesting debate in Washington, and you're part of it, that says, well, they didn't connect the dots prior to September the 11th. They being not only my administration, but previous administrations. Now, I understand that debate. I'm not being critical of you bringing this issue up and discussing it, but there was a, you might remember, if you take a step back, people were pretty adamant about hauling people up to testify and wondering how come the dots weren't connected. Well, the Patriot Act helps us connect the dots. And now the United States Senate is going to let this bill expire. Not the Senate, a minority of senators. And I want senators from New York or Los Angeles or Las Vegas to go home and explain why these cities are safer. It is inexcusable to say, on the one hand, connect the dots and not give us a chance to do so. We've connected the dots, or trying to connect the dots, with the NSA program.
You hear that? Do you understand, Truesaker? I hope you do. I hope you do. This program doesn't have millions and millions and millions of people listening. We've got a few hundred thousand. And if you are one of those hundred thousand, a few hundred thousand that are listening, whatever the numbers are, I don't know. Can you process what this rat bastard has been saying and how much of a lie it is? Can you? Will you? It's just incredible. Now, is Bush the stupidest little twit on the face of the earth who's being manipulated by real fascists? Or is it all an act? Is he really the brains behind the whole thing? Just a further step in the Bush crime family tree that goes back generations of criminals, killers, Nazi supporters, and totalitarians. I don't know. Do you know? He stands there and lies, knowing full well
that the only reason the NSA didn't turn over the information requested by the FBI and the CIA was because they were afraid of lawsuits if they did, because they had gathered the information illegally. What do you think of that? Huh? What do you think of that? Anything? Quick break. We'll be back. I hope. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
The Patriot Act passed overwhelmingly shortly after the September the 11th attack. It has been an effective tool. It has worked. At the same time as we protected the American people using the Patriot Act, we've also protected their civil liberties.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
Hey, I just finished our taxes with TurboTax.
Shouldn't we have gone to one of those tax stores?
Well, TurboTax asks me questions just like H&R Block does, and then it puts the answers on all the right forms.
But the tax guy checks it.
TurboTax checks for errors and missed deductions, too.
How do we know it's right?
Calculations are guaranteed accurate. Besides, more returns were prepared with TurboTax last year than at all the H&R Block stores combined.
Huh. If it's so good, how much are we getting back?
Take a look.
Wow.
TurboTax. Taxes made easy. Taxes done right. Learn more at TurboTax.com or visit a retailer near you.
We'll be right back.
bang, 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 bang. Boom, 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 boom. Bang, 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 bang. I love the way you walk, and I love the way you talk. When you walk that walk.
End your day screaming with talk. Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Out off of my feet.
It's about 26.
Boom, 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 boom.
Before the hour.
Bang, 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 bang.
All right, before we lose our New York audience via WLID, I want to get to Bush in New Orleans and Mississippi yesterday. He made his trip down there first in 3 months and declared that New Orleans was a heck of a place to bring your family and had some of the greatest food in the world and some wonderful fun. I can barely stomach this man anymore. Let me play the sound for you first. This is from Bush at St. Stanislaus College in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, discussing the Gulf Coast reconstruction. Now, as we play this for you, you'll hear him in these sound bites we have tonight refer to the Gulf Coast of the United States as a certain part of the world. Not part of the U.S., not the homeland that he likes to talk, but you know, this part of the world, or down here in this part of the world, or, oh, Jesus, oh, well. Now, before going to Haley Barber Company, country over Mississippi, he went to New Orleans and met with Mayor Nagin, other local politicians, and he remarked that, like I said a second ago, New Orleans is a heck of a place to bring your family, has great food. He then took that same incredibly obtuse attitude to Mississippi to share his thoughts on post-Katrina reconstruction.
I have the perspective of having spent some time here, but not all my time. And I can remember what was and now what is, and I can see what's going to be, too. And it's going to be a better Gulf Coast of Mississippi. I want to thank Roy Bernardi. He's the Deputy Secretary of HUD. He's going to have some stuff to do to make sure this part of the world rebounds.
It's part of the United States, you freaking idiot. Wow, it's really funny what people fish out of the filthy flotsam to try and rebuild a semblance of their lives, right? Are natural disasters hilarious? Maybe Bush can join the Laughing Senator's comedy tour with Chuck Hagel and Arlen Specter, huh?
And so I'm standing at the White House at a Christmas reception. And in walks Tommy Longo. He's the mayor of Waveland, of course. And he had on a fantastic suit. I nearly fell out. I said, "Where'd you get that thing?" He said, "It's amazing what you can find in the rubbish."
Yeah, occasionally you find a suit, maybe a dead baby, maybe somebody's arm, rotting dogs. Yeah, it's amazing what you can find in the rubbish, you unconscionable bastard. Unbelievable. So I'm standing in the White House at a Christmas reception. In walks Tommy Longo. He's the mayor of Waveland, Mississippi, of course, and he had on a fantastic suit, and I nearly fell out. I said, "Where'd you get that thing?" And he said, "It's amazing what you can find in the rubbish." Jesus. More geography lessons from Raisin Brain here.
I stood in Jackson Square early on and after the storm hit, and I said, we're not just going to survive, but thrive. Well, by that I meant it's one thing to kind of ride it out. It's another thing to take out of the harm that came, convert this into a better life.
What?
I'm here to report to you some of the progress made and to let you know that people in faraway places like Washington, D.C. still hear you.
Faraway places? Like where do you think New Orleans is? Where do you think Mississippi is, you half-wit? You think it's part of Antarctica? Far away places like Washington, D.C. Now listen to this, his compassion here for the, what he calls the scattered people who absorb great amounts of hurt in this amazing part of history or something.
The first challenge we had after the storm hit
was to come up with an
excuse. Was to take care of the people that were displaced. Millions of people, or over a million people, evacuated and scattered. It's an amazing period in our history when you think about it.
Yeah.
One day people's lives are turned upside down, and they're looking for help, and they're looking for compassion. And they found it. People found it in churches and synagogues and community centers and private homes. It's an amazing part of our history when you think about it. It's like there's a great capacity to absorb hurt.
Jesus, God. It's just, yeah, George, that was a real revelation, isn't it, huh? A great compassion, a great capacity, great something to absorb hurt. Where was the federal government? Oh, that's right. Faith-based national disaster relief. And this one, I think this twit is bragging about the temporary housing situation in New Orleans, which itself hasn't exactly been a raging success.
I can remember people's hollering for trailers.
People's, yeah.
We became the largest consumer of trailers probably in the history of mankind. And I know it was slow to begin with. The production needed to be ramped up, and frankly, the government crowded out other purchasers in order to set priorities for people down in this part of the world. We've now put out 61,000 trailers. And manufacturing is making progress. We put cruise ships out.
Jesus, God. You know, homelessness and disaster can really be funny, just like the Pentagon is telling people with relatives in Iraq to laugh it up. Come on, chuckle nuts. We became the largest consumer of trailers probably in the history of mankind. We put out 61,000 trailers. And the manufacturing is... We put out cruise ships. My God. On the fantastic opportunity and exciting times the hopeless people can enjoy in their new federal jobs. Here he is. It's like his evil, bitchified mother said. You know, these people have lost their homes and the possessions and several of their family members. It's probably the best thing that could have happened to them. Remember that? As they were all gathered in the Houston Astrodome. Remember the evil bitch that produced this spawn? These four boys who have caused more death and destruction probably than anyone in the last third of the 20th century? Remember what Barbara Bush said? Remember? Well, you know, given the fact that these people have all been on welfare or they're Negroes or whatever, this living here in the Houston Astrodome, I'm paraphrasing, living in the Houston Astrodome is probably the best thing ever happened to them. You know, they get some peanut butter and a box of popcorn, a little bit of cherry Kool-Aid. Damn.
There's going to be a building boom down here.
Yeah.
There just is.
There just is, yeah.
It's going to be an exciting time for people. One of the real challenges is whether or not people are going to have the skill set necessary to be able to meet the needs of the people. Are there going to be enough electricians, enough plumbers, enough roofers? But you're going to have yourself a building boom. You watch. They're going to be people are going to be working hard here. And it's a fantastic opportunity. It's going to be an exciting time down here, just so long as you're able to get enough material and enough labor. One other important, and by the way, speaking about jobs, not only got to make sure people have the skills necessary to fill the jobs, the federal government has got a lot of facilities down here. And there's a lot of federal employees in this part of the world. We're going to rebuild the federal facilities so that the people will be able to work.
My God. In this part of the world, you moron. It's New Orleans. It's Mississippi. It's the U.S. Gulf Course, not the Gulf Coast, not Outer Mongolia. Now, the one thing Bush seems happiest about in the Katrina aftermath, people's eyes are cleared up. And there's a bounce in their step. You think I'm kidding? You think Kathy or I or somebody makes this up? Here's the last one. This is unbelievable. Listen. Listen to this.
It's good to see, be able to look in people's eyes and not see them all bloodshot. I can remember coming here the times I came and looked hard in people's eyes and saw a sense of desperation and worry and deep, deep concern about the future. I'm sure they're still concerned about the future, but the eyes have cleared up. There's a sense of optimism. There's a hope. There's a little bounce in people's step.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's good to be able to look in people's eyes and not see them all bloodshot, you know, from the mold and the fumes and the death. Hundreds of thousands of people, you dumb freak, are still homeless.
He likes that little bounce in people's step. Why don't y'all musical people, you know, you Negroes, why don't you come out and do a little soft shoe for me? You got rhythm and bounce in your step? Hand me that mint julep. Or is that a hurricane from Pat O'Brien's? Throw in a double shot of triple sec for me. There you go. The eyes are all cleared. I don't see no bloodshot no more. Come on, get some of y'all get out here and dance. Can we, that little baby has been crying back there. Is that, by golly, it is a black baby. Bring that baby up here so I can rub its head and bring me some good luck.
He said, I know it looks bad, just have to wait. Forget your folks were too broke to evacuate. Niggas starving and they dying of thirst. I really had to go and check on them refineries first. Making a killing off the price of gas. He would have been up in Connecticut twice as fast. After all that we've been through, nothing's changed. You can call Red Cross for the back remains. That George Bush don't like black. George Bush don't like black. George Bush don't like black.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
1 in 4 adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medications specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
We'll be right back. Vision, so we can more better do our job.
So I get an email from Captain Kirk. I've got him pissed off. He says, Mike, your grim point of hopelessness just pissed me off. He says, when you said that we were just 5 years away from fascism, in the first place, I didn't say that. What I said was, within a month or 6 months or 3 years or 5 years, Air America Radio will be shut down, as will all dissenting voices be shut down in this country, the way things are moving to fascism. Now, that's what I said, Captain Kirk. I don't mind people quoting me, but by Christ, quote me right. But I'll go ahead and read your email anyway, even though it starts with a lie or a mistake. He says, when you said that we were you pissed me off when you said we were five years away from fascism. I'm a fighting liberal. I call my senators, Ted and John. Often I call Jim McGovern. I stand with the anti-war group to fight against the war that protests every Wednesday. I love your show, but when you get this hopelessness, it just pisses me off. It's like you were saying that it doesn't matter. Let's just sell our country down the river and give up, like Franklin and the rest of the Founding Fathers don't matter, like Lady Liberty doesn't matter. Just give up, 06 and 08. Let's give all 435 seats of the House and 33 seats of the Senate to the Republicans and forget about it. Is that what you're telling us? Why should people like Paul Hackett even run if that's what's going to happen? Let's just pull down Lady Liberty like they pulled down the Saddam statue and call it quits. No, I refuse to give up hope, Mike. I can't do that. Do you hear me? If anything, if the Founding Fathers meant anything to me, I will fight. I cannot watch this country go into fascism without fighting. I like your show because you give us truth, but tonight you pissed me off. Hey, Mike, let's just forget about impeachment while we're at it. Why just surrender and say if you're going to be like that, hail Bush. I agree we're going into fascism, but don't say it like we can't fight. Where would Ben Franklin and the rest of our Founding Fathers be if we were as grim as you are tonight? We would still be under the rule of English. We didn't fight. Mike, now you made me mad. You made me sound like a right-winger. I have to go because you just pissed me off. All right, well, Captain Kirk, I'm glad I pissed you off. I'm just thrilled I pissed you off. But let me say something to you, pal, okay? Ben Franklin, I think he was part of a group of people that led an armed revolution. He was part of a group that instigated an armed revolution. Is that what you are advocating, Captain Kirk? So, you know, when you run by the Founding Fathers by me, I'm not a Founding Father. I'm a talk show host. And your whole premise of your email is based on your mishearing what I said. I'm willing to fight. Captain Kirk, how are you going to fight? You going to fax your senator? Huh? You call him John and Ted? Okay. You know, I said on Monday, look, Captain Kirk, I've got no argument with you. I've got no reason to fight with you. I understand you're pissed off. Most people who are true Americans are pissed off. The trolls, the right wing in this country, they don't care. They love fascism. They want to be told what to do. So I understand your anger. I'm glad you're angry. Direct your anger somewhere. I don't know. That's what people tell me. Malloy, direct your anger. I don't know what to do with that. I have no idea. But I mentioned on Monday that last Saturday, Kathy and I had a thing to do at the Georgia Progressive Summit. I gave a little speech down there. And on the way down, we drove past. It was the weekend where the call went out for people in 170 cities to protest to demonstrate against this fascist regime. Okay, that's good. That's great. And we drove by the Georgia Capitol, downtown Atlanta, and there were three, was it three, Kathy? Three women standing out there with signs. Honk if Bush should be impeached. Three women. That's it. The mainstream media is making sure that the information gets out that the National Security Agency does and will continue to spy on Americans. The USA Patriot Act gives full authority to spy on America. All of this illegally. We have another story we'll talk about next hour that really probably should turn your blood cold. But all of this is happening. So Captain Kirk and Ralph and Mary and Judy and Sam and Mike and anybody else, what do you all propose doing? Asking your Democratic senator to filibuster Alito? Of course we're committed to fighting. Why else would we be here? If I'd thrown in the towel, I wouldn't be here every night behind this microphone with my little bleeding heart, liberalism. And you wouldn't be on the other line of other end of this thing on a phone call or a fax or an email trying to get through. My wife wouldn't be working all day, every day, to put a show together from the second she wakes up till she stumbles into bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. Now, I'm just pointing out that the battle is hard. Of course it's worth fighting. But would you rather we lie, Captain Kirk, and pretend it's going to be easy? Would you rather that I not sit here and state the obvious? That with this move to fascism, that Air America will disappear. What, you think otherwise? Are you crazy? So what to do? When you run the Founding Fathers by me, you're advocating armed insurrection. You ready to state that for the record, Captain Kirk, at your Hotmail address? Huh? You ready to do that? Hotmail. What's that? To hide your identity from me or from the National Security Agency? I get lots of emails using Hotmail and Yahoo. And I just think to myself, yeah, okay, that's cool. I don't care. I don't care. But what would you like to do? I know. Let's get 500,000 people to march on Washington. You think that'll work? I've said a million times. I don't have any answers on this program. Let's all join Cindy Shan and go camp out on a dusty backwoods Texas road. That'll work. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Let's contact our senators, our Democratic senators, and say, hey, you got to stop Alito, okay? Let's everybody do that.
Malloy on Air America Radio.
Our apologies, but in the interest of bettering the future of your teeth, we're going to resort to a rather unpleasant tactic. Coercion. We will play the sound of someone grinding their teeth at night until somebody out there buys a doctor's night guard. Wear it at night to cushion and save your teeth. Come on. Somebody? There, thank you, Kelly Kaplan of Paramus, New Jersey, for buying a doctor's night guard and relieving the nightly grind in the oral care section.
Sir, what is your name?
Dave.
Well, Dave, you're scaring the other passengers. I have to ask you to remove the ski mask.
I have to filter out the bad air. Some of those people look terrible.
Sir, the ski mask.
Okay. How do you stay healthy breathing airplane air?
I take Emergen-C every day. The powder in the little packets, loaded with vitamin C, B vitamins, and essential minerals. Just mix it in your water.
It's fizzing.
That's Emergen-C. It gives your immune system a boost.
I gotta get Emergen-C. Until then, could you just drop my oxygen mask?
Emergen-C for life. Find it in the vitamin C section.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. The man nearly always seen at the side of Osama bin Laden over the years may have been among the victims of an airstrike on a remote Pakistani village near the Afghan border. CNN is quoting sources who say the American-launched attack is targeting Ayman al-Zawahiri, who was believed to be part of a gathering in the village. Reports say 12 and perhaps more people were killed in the attack, but none have been identified. Al-Zawahiri, a physician, founded the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, which later merged into Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terror group. Iran is threatening to bring an end to the inspections that have been conducted of its nuclear facilities if the UN pursues sanctions against the regime. The U.S., with the support of European allies, said it would file complaints with the Security Council that could lead to sanctions being imposed against Iran. Iran's president insists its nuclear program is for power production and has refused to outsource the enrichment, which can also lead to weapons-grade material. President Bush is still aiming for a peaceful resolution to the growing Iran nuclear crisis. After a meeting with new German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Bush cited a mutual desire to resolve the issue diplomatically.
We've got an important job ahead of us to work on key issues like Iran. We spent some time talking about the Iranian issue and the desire to solve this issue diplomatically by working together.
The Senate Judiciary Committee has wrapped up questioning and testimony in the nomination of Samuel Alito to the U.S. Supreme Court. At the White House, spokesman Scott McClellan criticized what he said were personal attacks on the judge by Democratic members of the committee and called them unnecessary. The Bush spokesman declared that Judge Alito proved that he is decent, open-minded, and fair. The final vote by the committee will come later this month. Just weeks before the start of his trial on conspiracy and fraud charges and the collapse of Enron, former CEO Kenneth Lay has launched a website intended to improve his public image. The site includes a list of his community service awards and references his once being named Father of the Year. Family, friends, and fans gathered at the West Angeles Church of God in Los Angeles Friday to pay their last respects to the late singer Lou Rawls. Rawls died of cancer last week at the age of 72. Actress Della Reese said the last time she saw Lou Rawls, he had a special prayer.
His prayer was, "Thank you, God, for another day on top of the earth instead of in the earth. And whatever it is, let your will be done."
You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. One more postscript. I was quoting from Elizabeth Boumiller's article in the Times here about Bush on his trip to New Orleans and Mississippi. And the last sentence. From New Orleans, Mr. Bush traveled to Waveland and Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, where he viewed destruction along the Gulf Coast. He then headed for Palm Beach, Florida, for a closed-door $4 million fundraiser for the Republican National Committee and Republican candidates at the home of Dwight Schar, a home builder and co-owner of the Washington Redskins. If you have any doubts, just go to your nearest dictionary and look up the word fascism. So you think maybe the al-Zahiri, whatever the hell his name is, breaking news today was timed to coincide with the breaking news that Bush authorized wiretapping before 9/11? You think? Nah. You know what was left out of those reports about nabbing or killing or whatever we've done to the number two guy at al-Qaeda is the fact that we have now bombed another sovereign nation, Pakistan. Isn't that where the bombing took place? Yeah, right. So maybe Bush can trot out there now and say, see, we're connecting the dots. It's working. We got the number two al-Qaeda evildoer again. Jason Leopold is another one who better get a tattoo that says, I didn't commit suicide, real quick. Ours are about healed, aren't they, Kathy? Huh? Jesus. Our friend Herb, he calls in every once in a while from Columbia, Mississippi. Remember he called in this week and I said, do you pronounce it Herb or Herb? Ha ha ha. Little sick Malloy reefer joke there. But Herb from Columbia wrote in, he says, Mike, I heard that bastard Bush, and let me tell you, Mike, I'm outraged. I see people here losing their homes because of FEMA and Homeland Security. I see damage that was long ago caused, but we still wait for these morons at FEMA to do their fair share. Bush talked to us like fools yesterday, sounding like we never saw a damn hurricane, yet here I am, having seen Camille, Elena, George, and many other storms. Yet this bastard has done the worst job I have seen in getting people off their disastrous upheaval and has in so many cases added to it. Yeah, Mike, people are losing their homes here, losing their jobs, losing hope. Uh-huh, and many voted for the bastard and some still think he's something they believe in, but not all. Herb from Columbia, Mississippi. You know, I read story after story after story in the national press. And I see specials on television, on public television or whatever, about the utter absolute devastation that is New Orleans, the Ninth Ward, all over the place. Gulf Coast, Mississippi. And I read about and hear about the new plan now to bulldoze some, I don't know who in the hell it is, they're giving the residents in New Orleans 90 days to either work together as a neighborhood and save their neighborhood, whatever that means, or they, whoever they are going to come in and bulldoze the entire neighborhood. And Bush calls this exciting times. This creepy, creeped-out bastard has the nerve to call it exciting times when people have seen their families, everything, every record of their family, every photograph, every marriage or graduation certificate, every document, everything that they need to prove that they're even alive has been destroyed, turned into muck and mud and disease and corpses. And Bush stands down there with his half-witted conversation about how these exciting times. Everybody went to churches, synagogues, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't have to be like this. If this were not the initial stages of fascism in this country, this would have been taken care of. When did this hurricane happen? How long ago was it? Was it August?
It doesn't have to be this way. It really doesn't. If we had a government in place in this country that gave a tinker's damn about the reality of what people have to deal with, this would have been handled. Would the documents be pulled out of the mud? No, of course not. But these people who have been living in hotels and motels and church basements and sports stadiums and under tents and tarpaulins and in boxes, for Christ's sake, would be given a chance by a compassionate government, by a real government. What does Bush do? Hey, it's really good. Hey, can we get some of you people get out here and dance for me? I see a lilt in everybody's conversation. I see their bloodshot eyes are going, I got to go. I got a big fundraiser down Palm Beach. I'm going to see Limbaugh while I'm down there. You know, he's down there. He, my good boy. Of course, y'all won't ever know about it because we keep that kind of quiet. But, you know, I'm going down there. We're going to raise $4 million and continue our march toward liberty. It's a fantastic opportunity down here. Exciting moment in historical times. There's a bounce in the step, and the eyes are clear in that distant part of the world. The children are wearing white shoes, and we're welcome with flowers. Wait a minute. I think I was talking about somewhere else when I was talking about that. Oh, that's right. Afghanistan. We got that worked out. We got the pipeline. Everything's all right. We got the pipeline. I just want you to keep in mind what the goal is, and it's up to you and it's up to me individually, because, you know, freedom fighters, very seldom do we work together as a coherent unit. But I just want to quote for you again. Not quote, but I put down random thoughts, and I started this tonight's tirade. The objective, the goal, and the Bush crime family and its corporate backers are determined to accomplish the goal. The objective, the goal, is the complete reordering of civil and criminal law in the United States. This includes, and in fact necessitates, the neutralizing of at least the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the so-called Bill of Rights. If this is to be accomplished, this neutralization, it is extremely necessary to appoint Supreme Court justices like Sammy Alito, and to build files and dossiers on and eventually isolate anyone who in the least way opposes this move to fascism. Go after the civil libertarians, the constitutional lawyers, the union organizers, the anti-war advocates, the school teachers, college professors, poets, writers, artists, scientists, religious dissidents, and media people who do not agree to and toe the party line. And Truth Seeker, every bit of that is happening. Now, how to resist it? I don't know. You got any ideas? We're always open to ideas here. Let's do some phone calls. Lee is calling from Indiana. Lee, welcome to the program. Thanks for your patience.
Hey there, wild man. You know, people ask me why I call you wild man. Just look at your picture on your webpage.
I know. I have. I comb my hair with a Mixmaster every morning.
Yeah, okay.
What few I have left.
Yeah. The reason I was calling, I have a little bit of a different take than you on as far as the NSA destroying their phone tapping records early on.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't really that they were afraid of lawsuits. They were just afraid of people finding out that they were doing the wiretapping because they didn't have enough little tidbits on these legislatures and everybody that... I guess they got blackmailed, because hasn't it seemed like all this time that people have not been resisting Bush as much? It's like, you know, what does Bush have on these people, you know?
Well, what I'd like to know is what happened to the code yellows and code oranges. Remember all those back during the election cycle? Every time we turned around, there was a heightened state of alert. I don't know. I have no idea, Lee. I don't have a single answer.
Exactly. Now, with Alito, you know... We're looking at, you know, a illegal war, wiretapping of public officials and regular people and everything like that. How bad does it have to get before the filibuster comes up? What they can actually do, if they would want to, is all the Democrats walk out and force a quorum, or not having a quorum, and shut down the government.
I wish that would happen. I do. Lee, I got to leave it there. I appreciate what you had to say. You make great sense. But you're asking Democratic senators to filibuster. Think about that for a minute.
Designed and directed by his red right hand.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
No matter what you do, work can be stressful. And all that stress might cause you to grind your teeth at night. So why not go out and buy yourself a doctor's night guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion and save your teeth, and put all that grinding to a stop. Just like that. Relieve the nightly grind with the doctor's night guard. Now available in 3 sizes at Walgreens and other fine stores.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-28-06.
Ricola!
Look in people's eyes and not see them all bloodshot.
second time today.
That's what your mama used to say to you. Wasn't it, George?
And hopes it goes away.
TVNewsLies.org, they have a loaded deck, you know, deck of cards that they've had out for some time. And Barbara Bush, they got her picture. She's the Nine of Diamonds. They have her picture, and it says, who? Mother of all mothers. What? Matriarch of the family of alcoholics, drug addicts, underage drinkers, deserters, savings and loan criminals, voter fraud participants, and warmongers. Makes Rosemary's Baby seem like a children's bedtime story. Oh, God. Very, 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 very true. The Doug Thompson piece that appeared in Capitol Hill Blue and has been picked up by opednews.com, I'm sure you're all familiar with it, Bush could seize absolute control of the U.S. government. He signed executive orders giving him sole authority to impose martial law, suspend habeas corpus, ignore the Posse Comitatus Act, yada, yada, yada. He discussed imposing martial law on American streets, if you remember, in the aftermath of the 9/11 terrorist attacks by activating so-called national security initiatives that were put in place during the Reagan 1980s. Now, that's what I've talked about this so many times on the air over the past 20 years. Those were the initiatives hatched in 1982 by Oliver North, a traitor to the United States and a disgrace to the United States Marine Corps. He was one of the key players in the Iran-Contra scandal. And he's the one who set up the FEMA, back when it still had teeth, with administering executive orders that allowed suspension of the Constitution, implementation of martial law, the establishment of internment camps, and the turning the entire government over to Bush. We talked about this. Those camps were set up to handle war protesters, among others, who would take to the streets if the United States had invaded Nicaragua or some other Central American country back in the 80s when we were once again terrorizing a different part of the world, this time Central America. The article by Doug Thompson and carried at Op-Ed News now goes on to say the Department of Homeland Security established what is called the Northern Command for National Defense. Now, that's different from the U.S. military's Northern Command that was set up also during the Bush years here, during, you know, in the last 5 years. We have the Southern Command, we have the European, you know, all these different commands where different high-ranking military officers are in charge. But the Northern Command for National Defense is a wide-ranging program that includes FEMA, the Pentagon, the FBI, and the National Security Agency. Executive orders already signed by Bush allow the Northern Command to send troops into American streets, seize control of radio and television stations and networks, and impose martial law, quote, in times of national emergency, unquote. In times of national emergency. Now, the authority to declare what is or is not a national emergency now rests entirely with George Bush, who, as you know, Truth Seeker, because you've been paying attention, he doesn't have to either consult or seek the approval of Congress. He has stated over and over again, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Now I'm time to mess around with this. My big job is to protect American people. The White House press office, a couple of weeks ago, when this was first published, would neither confirm nor deny existence of Bush's executive orders or the existence of the Northern Command for National Defense. Neither would the Department of Homeland Security. Wow. Scary stuff, huh, Kathy? Back to the phone calls, please. Mike is calling from the Bronx. Mike, welcome to the program.
I'm in Illinois, actually.
Oh, Mike in Illinois?
Yeah, it's your 13-year-old caller here.
Oh, hey, Mike. How you doing? Haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, doing all right here with how everything's going on.
That's right. You're the 13-year-old who sounds like a member of Congress or something, right? I mean that as a compliment. I mean, you sound like, you know, you sound like you're my age. But anyway, that's not why you called. All right, Mike, what's up?
Well, I was thinking with you know, there's not much we can do, but of one thing that maybe we possibly can do if things kind of, we get lucky or something, is whether it can pass or not, why don't the Democrats bring up a bill and says and that says these signing statements are just against the law, can't do them, either you veto it or you sign it, one or the other. Don't say, I'm not going to torture, oh, but if I feel like torturing, oh, I'm gonna do it. Just make a bill and say, George, you can't do that.
I hear you.
Hopefully, you know, if you listen to Sam Cedar earlier tonight, he had Senator Durbin on, and it sounded like, you know, the filibuster isn't out altogether, but, you know.
Yeah.
All right, listen, Mike, thanks. Thanks for checking in. All I can say, pal, is I respect you, but I'm damn glad I'm not 13. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Please sign me. Put your family on the line. Don't worry about the fine print. Please sign me.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc's helped. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you, they don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
I thought you were done with our taxes.
I am, but now TurboTax can help us get even more from our tax refund.
Really?
Yeah, with TurboTax we can use all or part of our refund for gift cards with a bonus of 10%, 20% or more at over 50 major retailers.
Wow.
We can get more from the places where we'd spend our money anyway.
A bonus on top of our refund? I'm thinking power tools.
Or some new shoes.
DVD player.
Dinner out.
Barbecue grill.
New laptop.
Vacation.
Ugh. Vacation.
These apply. Learn more at TurboTax.com.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man.
Or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806.
Ricola!
leadership seem orderly? When one man makes all the decisions, there is no need for negotiation or compromise.
Brush off the clouds and cheer up. Put on a happy face. Take off the gloomy mask of tragedy. It's not your style. You look so good that you'll be glad you decided to smile. Pick out a pleasant outlook. Stick out that noble chin. Wipe off that full of doubt look. Slap on a happy grin.
25 before the hour.
All over.
This comes from Reg, who writes, I'm writing to you, Mike, in such a rage that the corporate media simply dismissed the collateral damage involved in the supposed killing of Ayman Zawahiri for the umpteenth time. According to the Washington Post, quote, more than a dozen people may have died in the attack. It was too early to confirm the identities of the dead. End quote. You know, they're just people, as in humans, as in flesh and blood creatures. The Post article goes on to say, quote, locals in the border region said the victims of the strike were Afghans, including 9 women and 6 children. Village elders apparently said, quote, each and every person killed in this attack by the U.S. forces has been identified, and we have provided those details to the government. End quote. Oh, never mind, Reg writes, they're Arabs. I don't know how much more I can take. Yeah, there is a karmic debt that's being accumulated by the people in the Bush crime family, if you believe this sort of stuff, that is going to affect them and this nation, if you believe that sort of stuff, you know. The only way I can possibly entertain the idea of karma balance is to entertain the idea of Newton's... all right, here we go again with Newton's laws. Which one is this? About action and reaction? For every action, there's an equal opposite reaction. Oh, well, it doesn't matter.
Was that the law of conservation of energy? I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
Could have been thermodynamics. I don't know. I'm still trying to recover from getting over them bloodshot eyes.
Yeah, I hear you. But applying Newtonian physics to the spirit world, not the spirit world, but the karmic world, then perhaps there is some sort of balance. And if that is the case, the death of innocent people that this filthy, filthy administration is ordering on a daily, no, hourly basis is going to result in a justice that is a little bit scary to contemplate, at least for me. I know you right-wingers don't give a rat's ass. Kill them all, let God sort them out, right, you sick bastards? But the constant killing of innocent people, this is just astonishing. It's astonishing. We have become Nazis. We have become the old Soviet Union. We kill and kill, we blow to pieces, we destroy, we annihilate. And then we call it collateral damage and, well, you know, and war on terror. It's really bad. It's really, really bad. Oh, God. All right, back to the phone calls. Joe is calling from Kansas. Joe, welcome to the program.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, Joe.
My brother-in-law was Scotty Scott that you read about in the first half hour.
Yeah.
And I just called because I thought I'd like to... I know it's none of my responsibility, but I'm really ashamed of him. But...
No, wait a minute. Wait. Say that again.
Well, sir, I'm talking about you mentioned this, a guy named Scotty Scott who was with the Pentagon. He's retired.
Yeah.
My brother-in-law. And
you're kidding me. The one that's setting up the laughter clinics?
Yes, sir.
That's your relative of yours?
Excuse me, sir?
That's a relative of yours?
It's my brother-in-law, yes. Because of my disagreement, I'm very left-wing, and my disagreement with him, I'm not allowed to talk politics or religion during Christmas time when they come over.
Oh, really? And and who orders that? Mom?
Mom, Dad, everybody.
Yeah.
My sister who married him, in 2003, he had sent this email, a strange email, to I don't know how many people, saying that he had just become a certified laughter leader, and he was on the World Laughter Tour, and he signed it, Laughing All the Way, Scotty Scott, JLS Enterprises, and he left an email address for JLS Enterprises.
Well, that's what the article in USA Today said. I mean, basically the same thing, only it was in today's USA Today. I'll be damned.
Yeah, this has been going on, I guess, since 2003, and I've had a running argument with him since 9/11, actually.
Well, does he laugh a lot in family gatherings?
No, Mike, this is the strangest thing. He's not a funny guy. He's a rather insipid, banal, I don't know how to describe it, that he... He doesn't. I never knew him to really have any. I've never known him to have any ideas or anything he's excited about, or that charges him. He just seems kind of like your paper pushing Pentagon guy.
Well, is there a certain part of the Iraq War that he finds the most amusing? Like maybe the decapitated babies or the maimed U.S. soldiers or.
Well, I should ask him that, but
So he's not the Patch Adams of the Pentagon, so to speak.
I wouldn't have taken him that way. It really surprised us. A couple years ago, he sent a bunch of games home to mom and dad, and we all kind of looked at it and said, "What the heck is all this?"
Well, that's really weird, Joe.
It is very weird.
The fact that he's your cousin. I don't mean weird.
No, my brother-in-law.
Or brother-in-law. It's just weird that you would be listening to the program tonight and call in.
Oh, I've listened to Air America since day one, and I've listened to you since I first discovered you existed. I'm very much left-wing, and I very much am in trouble with my family because of on opposite sides of the fence of this guy.
Yeah, that happens with, I know, that's been happening inside a lot of families because, George Bush is a uniter, not a divider. Well, Joe, if anything further develops in this, give us a call. Let me know. Stay in touch, all right?
I'd love to. I've got plenty of emails and stuff that where we've had arguments, and it's just hilarious, his answers.
Oh, God, I'd love to see some.
Can I give you one real quick? Just take 10 seconds.
Sure.
Okay. This was when I first emailed him that article about the death squad option back in a year ago, January of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
It was by Christy Harvey, Judd Legum, Johnson Baskin, Center for American Progress, wrote this thing about Negroponte and how it's happening now.
Right.
And I asked him, just give me your opinion. What do you think of this? And this was his answer. This is a quote. Probably most people would think that as long as human beings are in charge, there will be mistakes. Oh, and international politics is almost as ugly as internal politics, regardless of the size of the organization. It's unfortunate, but I think history teaches us an important lesson. The bigger the organization and the more money it controls, the better, his words, the better the chance of corruption and fraud.
Well, that
I know, it leaves you cold, doesn't it? It's just insipid, real banal, just real, I don't know what to say about it.
Well, it's bizarre. Joe, I'm glad you called. If you ever feel like forwarding some of those to me, I'd love to see them. Thanks a lot, pal. All right, take care. Take care. Hang in there. I'm sorry your family is... has this dude in it. Yikes. All right, Jerry is calling from Minneapolis. Hi, Jerry. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike. Hi.
Hi.
You're so on tonight. I just want to let you know, I'm a volunteer for Mike Cavlin, a Green Party candidate for U.S. Senate in Minnesota, and we're kind of, brainstorming, what to do, and you've been kind of asking, what should we ask?
Mm-hmm.
So, we came up with the idea, and not taking anything lying down, we thought maybe we should encourage all women to band together and practice abstinence until, Judge Alito was defeated.
Lysistrata.
Huh?
Well, that's the Greek playwright, I'm forgetting who it was, Lysistrata, the play Lysistrata, in order to get different Greek city-states to stop...
Right.
Yeah, Lysistrata was a woman... I'm sorry?
we are kind of headed towards a third world country, and I know they've done it in present history here, so it does work, but I thought I'd throw it out there and see what the audience might think. So.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
All right,
take Jerry.
Care of yourself, Mike.
All right, thanks for checking in. Yeah, that play is, what, 3,000 years old, 2,500 years old?
Also works to try to get people to take out the trash or mow the lawn, empty the diaper pail.
Withhold sex.
Lower the toilet lid. Put the cap back on the toothpaste.
Who was the playwright? All right, well, don't send it to me, y'all. Please don't. Kathy will do a Google during the break here, and we'll come up with it very quickly. This is Strata. All right, quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy on Air America.
Who's Aristotle? Look at the fourth law.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
One in four adults has high blood pressure. If you're one of them and you have a cold, Coricidin HBP has surprising news for you. The American Heart Association recognizes that decongestants found in many leading cold medicines can raise your blood pressure and interfere with blood pressure medication. So why risk it? Only decongestant-free Coricidin HBP provides a line of safe, powerful cold and flu medication specially formulated for people with high blood pressure. So make the safe choice. Coricidin HBP. Use as directed.
Know the greatest phrase ever invented in shopping? No, it's not "I'll just wait in the car." The greatest phrase is, "No thanks, I'm just looking." I mean, what freedom, what liberation. What a great way to buy car insurance. In fact, why not do some looking right now? Go to GEICO.com. It's quick, it's easy, and you could save hundreds. You know, saving money looks good on you. GEICO.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We'll be right back.
Americans learn to speak a language, learn to speak Arabic. Those in the Arabic regional say, gosh, America's interested in us. They care enough to learn how we speak.
Unless they're queer!
Oh.
It was Aristophanes, just the, it's all Greek to me, but just so you know.
Yeah, I know. I know it was Aristophanes. Nice guess. Oh, God. All right. Thanks to the crew in New York, as always. The program was engineered in the city by Justin Yuen tonight and resident rock star Jason Isaac. Thanks, guys. Dee Neal is our associate producer. She answered your calls and make sure that the stuff I write gets posted at Air America Radio website. Thanks, Dee. Also, thanks to Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and the moderators at MikeMalloy.com on the message board. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, who archives the program, and Jim in Arkansas, our most excellent music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Sally is calling from Illinois. Sally, welcome to the program.
Hi. I was going to say something else, but now I'm thinking, I had a dream a few nights ago that I was Lindy England, and I had the Bush crime family all lined up on a wall in a dungeon, and I was going to get to play Lindy to their, and they were captive.
What have you been drinking or smoking before you go to bed?
No. I was a Marine for a short while, and we have those feelings. We keep them hid both of the time.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then that explains it.
That's all. I just thought it was. It just felt good, to, you know.
Sure. Sure.
Point the gun at him. Okay.
Okay. Thanks for checking in, Sally.
I love your show.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it. Take care. Will is calling from Michigan. Will, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to call and wish you a happy Friday the 13th.
Thank you.
First of the year.
Thank you.
And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about my my New Year's resolution, which is no more Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah.
And you're my role model for meeting that resolution.
Uh-oh. I'm reminded of what Charles Barkley said one time.
Got one problem though. You know that phrase you use about getting rid of the Bush regime legally and peacefully?
Yeah.
I agree with the peaceful part, but you know these bastards don't know the meaning of the term rule of law. So, you know.
I know. It puts normal people at a real disadvantage. Republicans all break the law one way or another. Republicans in political office defecate on the law. And the higher up in the Republican political establishment you go, the more willing they are to declare the law null and void. So, yeah, it does put normal people at a disadvantage. We are supposed to not scream back at them. We're not supposed to call them sons of bitches. We're supposed to be civil. We're supposed to use the law, even though they use the military. And, you know, I believe in the old expression, if somebody invites you to a knife fight, go, but take a gun.
Einstein said, he was talking about alcohol prohibition, but Einstein said nothing is more destructive of respect for the government and the law of the land than passing laws which cannot be enforced.
Yeah, okay. That's I certainly don't disagree with that. Hey, let me leave it there. Thanks, Will. I appreciate you checking in, pal. Jules is calling from Columbus, Ohio. Jules, this is going to have to be quick. We're running out of time.
Okay, yes. I just want to say great show. This is the first time I call you, and you know, I just wanted to say that I'm very disappointed with the senators and the Democratic senators. You know, they're going to let this guy pass.
It appears that way, doesn't it, Jules?
It appears. Very sad. I think that we need leadership. We need real leaders in the Democratic Party. I'm very disappointed that they're letting this guy, you know, be crowned by George Bush, and they do nothing. It's amazing that many of them, you know, don't have the courage. What is the courage of some of those senators to say, you know, enough is enough? What's going on with this guy? They're taking control of they have the executive power, they have Congress, and now the judicial system. It's embarrassing to see those guys.
Well, only it goes beyond embarrassing, doesn't it, Jules? It's kind of an indication that the 230-year-long experiment in this country is reaching a point where it's not going to be applied any longer, and I'm talking about the experiment in self-government.
Yeah. Let me tell you something finally. You know, I was listening to those excerpts that you have from George Bush.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, how is it possible that this guy got accepted in an Ivy League university? Is this some sort of affirmative cronyism of what?
No, his father went there. It's called legacy. And if your father goes to, or your uncle or your grandpappy or somebody goes to an Ivy League school, and not just an Ivy League school, but prestigious universities, you can go, you know, provided enough palms are greased. And it didn't hurt him that his father was, you know, a CIA operative, and Yale and Harvard and Princeton and Columbia, these universities, well, I don't know about Columbia, but a lot of these Ivy League schools are always have been principal recruiting grounds for CIA agents. Hey, Jules, have to leave
you
there. Thanks, pal.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Have a good weekend. And you have a good weekend, too, Truth Seeker. All right, I'll see you Monday night. One way or the other. Take care. Watch your back, okay? I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Have a great weekend, Kevin Kinney, wherever you are.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Sansara Taylor with The World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime. As the world is threatened with a darkness so great that villages shook, houses collapsed, torture dungeons are built and photos are snapped, where are you? As abortion is criminalized and women are shamed, as gays are demonized and immigrants are blamed, and the president lied and spied, where are you? As science is pulled under and religion is made law, as New Orleans is abandoned and the polar ice caps thaw, where are you? History is turning. We either get Bush's future or a future we fight for and forge ourselves. You are needed now. Tuesday, January 31st, during Bush's State of the Union address, protests across the country, we demand Bush step down. Then Saturday, February 4th, get to Washington, D.C. Bush lied. Bush spied. Bush stepped down. Find us today. WorldCan'tWait.org. 866-973-4463.